Days sales outstanding, or DSO, it's a common measure for how long it takes a company to collect on an invoice. But after years of supplier shortages, drastic demand fluctuations, increased operating costs, and liquidity pinches, what should finance leaders prioritize in order to reach the lowest DSO possible and quickly collect on outstanding invoices? I'm Scott Leahy, and this is Esker on Air. A high DSO has a tremendous impact on cash flow and revenue, and it can prohibit you from investing in your company's growth. Reducing DSO, even slightly, can go a long way toward improving financial health. Here are a few strategies that can help reduce DSO and improve an organization's cash flow. Strategy number one, make it easier for your customer to do business with you. So, offering multiple payment methods, such as credit cards, ACH, automatic payments, even offering an online option for customers to view invoices and statements, provides greater flexibility for the customer and improves cash flow for you. So are you making it easy for your customers to pay and communicate with you? Strategy two, stricter credit approval. Are you performing credit evaluations on all new customers? Are you ensuring that credit terms are appropriate and followed by the sales department? How about implementing a process for the customer service department to flag new orders lacking a completed credit application? If you establish a procedure for regularly updating credit information, you will be in a much better position to perform all of these actions. Strategy three, invoicing. Are your invoices accurate and sent out on time? Are you clearly stating those payment terms and due dates on all invoices and customer communications? Let's think about verifying billing addresses and accounts payable email addresses prior to sending those invoices out. Are you implementing incentives for early payment? And then finally, let's think about automated payment reminders to remind those customers of what is outstanding. Strategy four, receivables management strategy. So are you consistently following up on customer disputes and late payments? Can you measure performance against goals to ensure that there's accountability? You should regularly review aging reports to monitor your account's receivable status. Do you have a report on your collections forecast to anticipate your cash flow? How do you investigate reasons for those late payments, such as an invoice discrepancy or a product issue, so that you might be able to address those larger underlying issues? Strategy five, collections. Do you have a collections process in place? I'm sure you do, but have you equipped your employees with necessary tools for prioritizing those calls and emailing past due customers? Are you ensuring thorough training to enhance that effectiveness? Are you allocating sufficient time for following up on all past due accounts, establishing efficient communication channels to keep sales and customer service informed about those disputed invoices? Strategy six, incentives. Do you today offer incentives to customers to receive quicker payments, such as mentioned before, an early payment discount? For example, you could offer a discount for paying within a week or 10 days when your payment terms are, say, net 30. This discount can be easily offset by speeding up cash flow, savings on loan fees, and maybe a better discount from creditors. Strategy number seven. Customer purge. Nobody wants to walk away from a customer, obviously, but do you know which customers are routinely inconsistent, unresponsive, or continually paying invoices late despite offering satisfactory services? So has your company considered dropping bad customers from your business list? DSO increases can often be driven by just a few larger customers. Have you and your collection staff worked closely with those customers to understand what is driving this slippage? Now, while those strategies can help reduce your DSO and improve your cash management, there are two sides of the cash flow coin. AR, and AP will always be intertwined, and if you choose to automate just one of them, it can result in departmental silos and possibly hinder your ability to optimize working capital. So if you are serious about automation, make sure you're looking at both AR and AP through a single interface to standardize your organization's finance as a whole. If you are interested in a longer conversation about this topic or a more in-depth discussion around the solutions, you can certainly watch a related webinar, or you can reach out to Esker by checking out the links in the show notes below. And as always, if you're interested in talking and learning more about Esker, you can find us at esker.com. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll talk to you next time.